You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today's going to be a short show, and I'll make an announcement. Normally, I have a full hour. I don't have a full hour today. At most, I have about 30 minutes tops. And when I edit it down, that's probably about a 20-minute show. So this is going to be part one of probably at least a two, maybe even a three-part show, because what I'm going to be talking about is rather serious, and it really deserves an hour or two at the very minimum. And that is the subject of democide and genocide in the Middle East, and the fact that we have mass migrations, people fleeing countries, mainly because they're being persecuted for their religious beliefs, and also that you have civil wars raging in both Syria and Iraq, where it's primarily religious-based. Now, what am I talking about, and what is the media talking about? Have you heard much about what's going on in terms of the mass killings of Christians? No, you have not. What instead are they fixated on? They're fixated on Ben Carson's comment that he made, and I'm going to play the whole clip. I'm going to let you first hear what Ben Carson said, and frankly, I'll say this much. I have really no problem with what Ben Carson said. The only thing I would add, there's no religious test to be president of the United States, so if anyone wants to run, I don't care what religion they are. There's no requirement. But let me play the whole clip, and this was from, I believe, Face the Nation. I might be wrong, but let me play it from the top. You'll first hear the question and then the answer.
Let me wrap this up by finally dealing with what's been going on, Donald Trump, and a deal with a questioner that claimed that the president was Muslim. Let me ask you the question this way. Should a president's faith matter? Should your faith matter to voters?
Well, I guess it depends on what that faith is. If it's inconsistent with the values and principles of America, then of course it should matter. But if it fits within the realm of America and consistent with the Constitution, no problem.
So do you believe that Islam is consistent with the Constitution?
No, I don't. I do not. I would not advocate that we put a Muslim in charge of this nation. I absolutely would not agree with that.
And would you ever consider voting for a Muslim for Congress?
Congress is a different story, but it depends on who that Muslim is and what their policies are, just as it depends on what anybody else says, you know. And you know, if there's somebody who's of any faith, but they say things and their life has been consistent with things that will elevate this nation and make it possible for everybody to succeed and bring peace and harmony, then I'm with them.
And I take it you believe the president was born in the United States and is a Christian?
I believe that he is. I have no reason to doubt what he says.
That's what Ben Carson said. Now, I'm going to put the question to you. Do you agree with what he said? I do. I think he's absolutely right. Now, a number of people are taking the what I would call a legalistic approach and pointing out, such as Ted Cruz, and doesn't surprise me, well, there's no religious test in the Constitution. That is absolutely correct. Thank you, Ted. I'm sure you aced that test out. And there is no requirement that you need to be of the Christian faith, Jewish, Muslim, or any other faith. And there shouldn't be, and the American people agree with that. But they also agree that there's a fundamental problem with the Muslim. Why? Because most Muslims, I would say the overwhelming majority of Muslims, believe in Sharia law, and where it's possible, make Sharia law the law of the land. And that's where you have the fundamental problem. And I've summarized the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Remember, our Bill of Rights gives us the freedom of religion and speech and the press. And that means we're tolerant of differing views as well as differing religions unless they impose and really threaten the Constitution. Let me read just some of the aspects of Sharia law. And this is according to the Sharia law. Theft is punishable by amputation of the right hand. Criticizing or denying any part of the Quran is punishable by death. Criticizing or denying Muhammad is a prophet is punishable by death. Criticizing or denying Allah, the moon god of Islam, is punishable by death. A Muslim who becomes a non-Muslim is punishable by death. A non-Muslim who leads a Muslim away from the Islam is punishable by death. And I can go on and on and on. And let me just, if you're women, if you want to know where the real war on women is coming from, it's coming from Islam. A woman who has been raped cannot testify in court against her rapist. Isn't that a shocker? A female heir inherits half of what her male heirs inherits. A woman cannot drive a car as it leads to fitna upheaval. A woman cannot speak alone to a man who is not her husband or relative. Muslims should engage, I don't know how to pronounce this word, but you can read it, and lie to a Muslim to advance Islam. It's the doctrine that you can lie to infidels. A Christian is an infidel, by the way. And the list does go on. Now, what's the problem here? Muslims, if they can, would make Sharia law of the land. In other words, they would overthrow the United States government and replace our Constitution with Sharia law. That's my problem with having a Muslim president. They believe this, folks. It's not a minority view. It's what's taught in mosques across the world, including the United States. Yet what is our press trying to do right now? The mainstream media, the television networks. They're going after the leading Republican candidates, both Trump and Ben Carson. And they're asking these questions. What they're not talking about is the genocide, the murder of Christians and other religious minorities throughout the Middle East and Northern Africa. They're not talking about that. They're not running documentaries. They're not pointing at that at all. And where did this instability come from? Where can it be traced? It can be traced directly back to the President of the United States, President Barack Hussein Obama, and his former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. Are they apologizing for their failed foreign policy that's leading to this genocide? No, they're not. See, the press doesn't want to focus on that for the simple reason it will reflect badly on both President Obama and Hillary Clinton, oh, by the way, who is running to be President of the United States. Instead, we have them criticizing for not correcting the first question that he got. First of all, I've listened to the entire tape, and Trump answered at least 30 questions from the audience. Unfortunately, the first one, and I did this on the last show, I'm not going to repeat the last show, he really didn't want that as the first question, and I still maintain that this was a put-up job. This was a plant. I think it's a dirty trick. The only question is, who sent the dirty trickster? I think it was the Democratic Party, because they need to knock Donald Trump out, and that's what both the Republican elitists, the political elitist establishment in Washington, both of the Democratic and Republican Party want to do, because Donald Trump is a direct threat to their control of this country. And it's the control of this country by a very wealthy donor class. And when I mean wealthy, you have to be a multimillionaire or a billionaire, because they're the ones that can make huge contributions to people's campaigns. So they're having their allies in the media, the television networks, the print media, as well as Fox News, are going after Trump. And now they're also trying to knock out Ben Carson. Why? Both are outsiders and both are leading in the polls. I think if you add Carson and Trump together, you'll get in the high 40s. That's the threat. And see, that's what the media does. It builds up, for example, Carly Farina, and then when she becomes the leader, I don't think she ever will really trash her. Now what they're doing, they're trying to trip up both Ben Carson and Donald Trump. Now what's the problem with their strategy? It's not working. It is not working. If anything, I expect both Donald Trump and Ben Carson to rise in the poll numbers. Why? The American people agree with Ben Carson. I don't want a Muslim as president. Are you out of your mind? I have studied this, and they are dangerous, folks, and they will lie to us. It's part of their religion. They will lie to get their way. And what they're trying to do is to institute first locally and then statewide and then in the United States Sharia law. That must be stopped dead in its tracks. Dead in its tracks. That's subverting the Constitution of the United States. It's advocating the overthrow of this republic. And it needs to be brought to the attention of the American people. But is the mainstream media doing it? No. Why? Obama is coddling, and encouraging these Muslims to do it. And I have plenty of information on this, and I need to highlight this. I usually do this early in the show, but it's not going to be a very long show. I always encourage people to keep an open mind. And what that means is you have to do your own homework. I provide you a lot of information, more than I normally do for a show in terms of videos, because this is somewhat a wide sweeping show. And the way you listen to the show, as well as get my notes for the show, is go to pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's pronkpops, pronkpops.wordpress.com. And if you do that, at the very top, you'll see my picture in the studio. Right below it, you'll see links to the last 60 to 80 shows. And below that, you'll have some of the material, not all of the material, that I used in preparing the show. And I have a number of videos, and two in particular I'm going to call your attention to. And I want to warn you, there's a rather graphic picture under Sharia law. It's the hand of someone that had his hand amputated for stealing, and that's part of Sharia law. Now, I want to say, in some nations, you have Sharia law, but they don't enforce certain aspects of it. But the problem is, in the Islamic State, they take everything literally. Remember, who is running the Islamic State? The Salafists, and their extreme form, a violent form of Salafists. Now, I'm not going to go into a discussion and get deep in the weeds to the various sects in the Muslim religion. There are a lot of them. And that's part of the problem. But they truly believe, unlike Obama keeps claiming, that they're not Islam. That is, frankly, a lie. It is an absolute lie. They're very much Islam. If anything, they're following the Quran and the Hadiths to the letter. They're the Puritan, extremist, fundamentalist, violent form of Islam. And I have a video where the religious police of the Islamic State are going around the city that they control to make sure that the religious laws are enforced. It's enforcing Sharia in Raqqa, the Islamic State Part 3. I have a video on that. You can see them going around. Now, they're trying to be with a happy face and nice because they're being filmed, but that's what they're about. Now, they have the same thing in Saudi Arabia. Remember, the Wahhabis, which are part of the Salafists, are, again, an extreme form of Islam. I have a video, what does the Islamic State, what is it? And what is Sharia law? You need to get up to speed on this, because this is important, folks. And I believe both Carson and Trump will go up in the polls. Not down. See, what the media is trying to do is trip them up. Instead, what they're doing is more and more American people are saying, I'm for what Ben Carson said. I'm for what Donald Trump did. The media now for 7 years has been protecting Barack Obama. And that's what they're continuing to do. Why? Because they want Hillary Clinton to get elected. What they don't want to do is expose the failed foreign policy of this president, his intervention, for example, in Libya. And I'm no fan of Muammar Gaddafi, but at the time, what Hillary Clinton was doing was peddling the false story, really a lie, that Gaddafi was about to launch, not was, but was about to launch attacks that would lead to genocide. No, he wasn't. And there was no intelligence indicating that. And that's what our military intelligence told him. Needless to say, you know what happened. They intervened. Barack Obama signed a secret finding, had the CIA provide intelligence, training, support to the various rebel groups, including the Islamic extremists, the rebel groups, for example, from Benghazi, that subsequently killed four Americans, including Ambassador Stevens. It's President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton at the time that overthrew Gaddafi. Now, what was the direct result of overthrowing Gaddafi? Gaddafi was in power for 40 years on every military base, Army, Navy, Air Force. He had weapons in warehouses, in armories, bunkers. All of that was broken into, and all the rebel groups are now armed. And now the United States doesn't even have an embassy in Libya because it's so unstable. It's a failed state where you have different groups competing for power, and one of them happens to be the Islamic State, and the another one is Al-Qaeda. And they've executed Christians on the shore, and you've seen the videos. If you haven't, it's not something fun to see, where they behead Christian Coptic Christians from Egypt. That's what you get when you intervene with a country. You get instability, and I believe that was the goal, but the problem is you have unintended consequences, and that led to people dying, including Americans. And then what do? They thought, well, this turned out initially so successful, we're going to ship arms to the so-called Free Syrian Rebels, FSA, Free Syrian Army. Well, there never really was an army. The problem there was, and again, I'm no fan of the Assad regime. It's a brutal regime, and it needs to be overthrown. But what happened? Initially, we sent arms to the group, but then we discovered, lo and behold, most of them are extreme Islamic groups. They hate the United States. They want to kill U.S. citizens and soldiers. We're sending arms to them, so they stopped it. And then what happened? They attacked our diplomatic facility in Benghazi, as well as our CIA, Central Intelligence Agency warehouse, the CIA annex, which had several buildings that had a lot of weapons. And it was a professional, well-organized attack by a terrorist group affiliated with Al-Qaeda. That was the start of more and more failure. As this was going on, both Secretary Clinton and Obama initially threatened Assad, thinking that, well, it was so easy to get rid of Muammar Gaddafi, well, it should be even easier to get rid of Assad. There's only one problem. Assad's allies happen to be Russia, China, and Iran, the Islamic Republic of Iran. And they were propping up and supporting, and they still are, the Assad regime. So we've had a failed foreign policy in both Libya as well as in Syria. And do I need to mention what happened in Iraq, where now the Islamic State, which used to be, if you don't know the history, they used to be the Al-Qaeda in Iraq. They were, for all practical purposes, defeated in 2006 and 7, and they fled the country into Syria and went underground because most of the people were killed or put in prison. Now they're well-rested, well-armed, and they've taken over that part of Iraq that you have Sunnis. But what happened? You had people fleeing. You had Christians, the Yazidis, I'm mispronouncing that. I always mispronounce it, but I apologize. Fleeing the country, fleeing for their lives, because the Islamic State will kill anyone that doesn't share their religious beliefs, including Muslims of the Sunni faith. They primarily target Shia, and that is the minority religion in Islam that the Iranians or the Persians believe. And it's also the Shia in the southern portion and in Baghdad. That's where most of the Shia are. They represent at least two-thirds of the population of the country. What we have in Iraq today is a religious sectarian war. Very, very violent. What has that led to? That has led to people fleeing the country. Some are trying to go to Kurdistan and the part of Iraq controlled by the Kurds. That's the northern part. But they're overwhelmed. They're not a rich country. So what we've had, because of our failed policy of intervention and getting out of Iraq, when all our military was saying, listen, you need to keep a military force there, at least 25,000, others were recommending 50,000, to keep the peace. Instead, we pulled out abruptly. We backed Maliki, which was a serious mistake, even though the people that were there were telling us you can't back Maliki, at the time was president, because he is a Shia, but more importantly, is influenced greatly by Iran and is instigating violence against the Sunnis. Instead, Biden flew in, ignored the advice, came back, and we withdraw from Iraq in December of 2011. Why? Because Barack Obama wanted to fulfill a campaign promised because he was going up for election in 2012. And then on September 11th, 2012, there was an attack on our diplomatic facility in Benghazi. All of this is leading to what? It's leading to ethnic cleansing where people are fleeing their homes where they live for decades and centuries. Some with little or no warning, they're fleeing for their lives because the Islamic State is after them or the Shia are after them. And you get the displacement of millions of people. And what is the media concerned about? The fact that Ben Carson said he would not have a Muslim president. I understand there's no religious test in the Constitution. The point is this, no Muslim would get elected president. And that's a fact. Why? Because we see, one, what happens in the Middle East, but more importantly, what has happened in various cities in Europe, in the United Kingdom, in France, and we don't want it here. We need to stop the Muslims trying to gradually impose Sharia law throughout the land. Stop it in its tracks, and we certainly would not elect a Muslim president. When is the media going to explore what caused all this instability? Now, there's a lot of blame to go around, but one of the problems is the United States intervened in the Middle East, first under Bush, continuing under Obama, and as Secretary of State Powell said, when you break it, you own it. And that's the problem. Barack Obama owns the genocide and democide that is occurring in Iraq, Syria, and Libya. There are other people doing the killing, but they're all Muslim. Different sects, but they're all Muslim. And all different versions of it. Does that mean all Muslims are extremists? Not at all. But the problem is, if you are true to the faith, their faith, you want Sharia law to be the law of the land. That is antithetical to our laws and to the United States Constitution. That's why I oppose this and oppose anybody that's advocating this. And unfortunately, that is the overwhelming majority of the Muslims, wherever they are, because that's what they're for. And they're taught that at the mosque where they go and pray every day. With that, I have to shut this show down, but I'll probably have more to say tomorrow. And now, America the Beautiful.
My name is Raymond what? Thomas Pronk, the presenter of
yeah,
the
Pronk
Pop
I need
show.
To save it.
Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated. Board. And do not reflect the opinion of KWF Radio, Richland College, or the
I'll institute Sharia law and cut your hand off.
You are listening to KWF Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College.
You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by prankpops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.